You're listening to the Texas Standard. A few months ago, I was speaking with a Texas expat living in New York who told me that there's one thing that makes her especially homesick in the summer. The memory of roadside stands selling Fredericksburg peaches. If I could quit work today, she said, I'd go back to Texas and work at a peach stand. Well, she'd better keep her day job. Though July's typically high season this year, stands are few and the pickings are slim. Indeed, many farms have been forced to close shop early. Jamie Vogel is a peach farmer outside of Fredericksburg, Texas. He heads up the Hill Country Fruit Council, and he joins us now. Mr. Vogel, thanks for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Glad to be with you.
What's happening with the peach crops this summer that's caused such a problem for farmers in Hill Country?
Well, as you're probably aware, we had a very mild winter, and peaches have to have a certain number of chilling hours. That's hours below 40 degrees. In order to set on the buds to come out of dormancy. And this year we just had very low chilling hours, so we have a smaller crop.
I didn't realize this, but apparently it's the temperature variation that's really important. You have to have that day-to-night fluctuation, and there's something about that and the altitude and the minerals that give what? Fredericksburg Stonewall peaches that special taste?
Yeah, those are all things that add to the quality of the taste, the really richness of flavor that we have in our peaches in this area that is unique. And that temperature variation is important to that flavor issue, but not so much about what happens with the crop. That has more to do with, as I said, in this year, just not having enough cold weather. The very mild winter that everybody remembers this last year was a problem for us.
What does this mean for farms in your area? Have you I would imagine folks would be struggling if this is their main source of income.
Well, one thing we understand in farming in general and with fruit is that you're going to have good years and you're going to have bad years. And we've had three pretty good years, 14, 15, and 16, 2015 being really a bumper crop. And you know that when that happens, you're likely to have some years coming up that aren't going to be so good. And that's what happened this year. And so it's just part of the process.
Just sort of factoring
in. Understand.
Yeah. There was a message on the Hill Country Fruit Council's website that said because Hill Country and Texas crop in general is small this year, you're unlikely to find true Hill Country peaches outside of the area. So be careful what you're buying. So if I see a roadside stand, is there peach fraud on the Texas roadways?
Well, you can come to the Hill Country and buy direct from the growers and, ask them, and then they'll tell you whether they're actual fruit or not. But there's not enough production anymore left this season for fruit to go outside the county for wholesale purposes. So chances are, if you're seeing Fredericksburg or Stonewall peach signs, it's unlikely that they're actual fruit coming from this area.
Really? So from this point forward, if you see those stands, should we just assume that they're not from Fredericksburg, Stonewall area?
Well, I hate to be too negative about it, but that does happen. We call them counterfeit peaches, peaches that come in from other areas or even outside the state. And actually, the state crop is pretty much the same throughout this year. It's very light because we all had the same lack of chilling hours issues. So there's not a very big crop around the state as well.
Mr. Vogel, how difficult is it to make a living growing peaches?
Well, it takes a lot of hard work, a lot of perseverance. You have to have pretty thick skin because, we've had years before when we have a great winter, have the chilling hours that we need. We have good moisture and a late freeze in late March or early April, hard freeze can take them all away. And if you don't have thick skin for something like that, you probably better not be in this business.
Jamie Vogel is the owner of Vogel Orchard in Stonewall, Texas. Pretty close to Fredericksburg. Mr. Vogel, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us on The Standard.
Enjoyed it. Thank you.